Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nolivet Mill again. True friend, listen in as the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strap with KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.
Welcome to the DYAFN radio program. All glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is your humble servant, Nigel Yvette Milligan. Thank you very much for joining me today. The subject is called, What is Going On with Christianity Today? Now, I had put out that I wanted some young people to talk about their view about what's going on with Christianity today. And, of course, I couldn't get any young people to respond. But I will be happy, more than happy, to take any comments from any of your listeners today to let me know, in your opinion, what is going on with Christianity today. The telephone number to call into the program is area code 323-417-6701. Again, that number is area code 323-417-6701. Right now, as always here on DYAFN, I have got to get my praise on. So I'm going to do it old school like I always like to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Canton Spirituals with Glad I Got Jesus right here on the DYAFN radio program.
I've got a lawyer.
top down, swerving. Everybody see me bend the curb.
Every whip on 20 foes.
Every crib got 50 foes. Don't get nervous. Paying top, finally paid off.
Amen, amen. The name of that song is called 24th. It is by one of my favorite gospel artists. His name is Mr. Canton Jones. Welcome again to the DYAFN radio program. I am again your humble servant, Nylizette Milligan, and this program is being sponsored by my personal company. It is called Gifts by Nylizette. We offer over almost 1,000 items for your gift-giving needs. And, of course, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I've got some great spa baskets, candy, chocolate, jewelry. I have all kinds of wonderful things for your needs. If you would just go to my website, which is www.giftsbynylivette.labellabaskets.com. If you follow me on Facebook, I will post it on Facebook for you. Again, it is www.giftsbynylivette.labellabaskets.com. It'll be my pleasure to serve you. I always have it in my heart to be a giver, not a lender, not a borrower, not a taker, but a giver. Now, let's get to the subject at hand. What is going on with Christianity today? Now, I wanted to hear this particular subject from the young people because the young people are always willing to tell you, in their opinion, what's going on with Christianity. You know, and a lot of young people view us as hypocrites because of the way that we go to church and we do all of these different types of things at church, but when we go home or into our private lives, we're living a lifestyle which is totally opposite of what we show at church. And I think that's the number one thing about that young people that are drawing us away from God. We have got to live holy, not only inside the church, but inside our homes as well. We can't be hypocritical to our children, you know. We can't sit up and speak in tongues and then lie in English. You know, we can't sit up and pretend like God understands sin. God does not understand what he died for. There is a website which is called allchristiannews.com. I subscribe to this website because it has different things that let you know what is going on in Christianity today. Like, for an example, there was a coach of a prestigious Catholic school. This is an all-boys school. And this coach admits to molesting boys in the 70s and the 80s. And you can go, and you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to allchristiannews.com, and this information could be posted for you to see. And, of course, I'm going to also share this on my Facebook page also. But it's so funny to me how there's this gentleman had been molesting boys throughout this whole school. And I'm going to tell you how long this school is, how prestigious this school is. It has some of the biggest celebrities that have came out of this school. This school is located out of Bronx, New York. It's called Cardinal Hayes High School, and it is under fire for waiting 2 weeks to inform parents that Robert Harrison, who is a coach and a teacher for 26 years, admitted to molesting children in the 70s and the 80s. Now, this is an all-boys Catholic school. It's located in Bronx, New York, and it is the alma mater of famous names such as talk show host Regis Philbin, NFL Jets guard Willie Colon, and NBA player Jamal Mashburn. Okay? Now, I don't understand, and I admit it. There's just some things I just don't understand. But it says here that Father Joseph P. Tierney, who is president of Cardinal Hayes, informed parents about Harrison's confession via a letter on Monday, January the 5th. Harrison admitted to the molestation crimes in December and was subsequently fired on December the 22nd. According to him, this quote is his, "We suspect obviously selfish reasons for the 2 irresponsible weeks of secrecy." Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't him. This was said by Barbara Blaine, president of the Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests. She said, we suspect Catholic officials didn't want to risk hurting holiday donations. Okay, let me get this straight. So they didn't want to say anything about this particular coach molesting these kids because they didn't want to miss out on any money. And the man's been doing it for 26 years. 26 years. And no one said anything about anybody molesting kids. Now here are my questions. Did the children tell their parents? What did the parents do about it? Why did this man have his job for 26 years? I don't get it. Now, Colleen Crane, who is the spokesperson for the Capuchi Franciscan Providence of St. Joseph, stated the school wanted to ensure that the students would learn about it through school officials. They wanted to handle it with sensitivity for the sake of the students. Harrison's confession followed a financial investigation concerning missing money. He claims that he had taken money from another places to pay off a man he sexually abused over 20 years ago. So far, no former or current victims have stepped forward in response to Harrison's confession. At this point, it is unclear if the minors Harrison molested were students at Carnival Hayes or not. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's just really something that is going on with Christianity today. Do you know that Christians are the most prosecuted people in the world? Did you know that? And it's awfully funny how here in the United States alone, where we were supposed to be one nation under God, that non-Christian people's rights are being more executed than the Christians' rights. My question is, where are we? Where are we as Christians? Why aren't we protesting? Now, I will say this on the flip side of that. You know, with the gas prices going down and everything else, and there are certain things that are going on in our country because Christians have taken up the baton to pray more. Christians more and more are praying. That's why there is a slow change going on in our country. Christians are bowing down praying. They're praying with their children. They're praying with their spouses. They are praying. You know, we are praying. So I want to say to every listener out there that Jesus is still Lord. He is still Savior. No matter what's going on all around us, He is still King of Kings, and He is still Lord of Lords. Now, I know many of you out there are getting discouraged behind what's going on today. You're wondering, why is evil coming forth, and why is evil being portrayed as good and good being portrayed as evil? Well, you know what? That is biblical. If you would read the New Testament from James to Revelation, you would understand that all of this is coming to pass. God said it was going to happen. It was revealed to the Apostle Paul. Jesus revealed it, and this is exactly what is taking place. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to make a comment, call in at area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is 323-417-6701. If you're listening out there and you're discouraged, you're depressed, you feel beat down and everything else, it's time to go to the spiritual 911. That's Psalms 91:1, which says, let me make sure I got that right. I have to turn to Psalms 91:1. I know it by heart, but I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly because I don't want to misinterpret the word of God. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Right now, I'd like to play another selection. This is by Psalmist Ben Tankard, and it's appropriately called "Lord Help Me with My Falling Over My Words." It's appropriately called 911 Emergency right here on the DYAFN radio program. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a little Guyana gospel music, and I dedicate that to the people that are in France, the people that are in Africa. They're going through very tumultuous times in those countries. And I touch and agree in Jesus' name that those people will be brought out of their tribulation. All of those deaths that had happened and everything is such a sad situation, but we're going to keep praying for them. And it's the previous song that you had heard, that was 911 Emergency by Ben Tankard. Ben Tankard is one of my favorite artists, too. I just love everything that he does. He is such a blessing to the body of Christ. It is totally unreal. And ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in is 323-417-6701. Again, the number is 323-417-6701. We have about 30 minutes left into this program. On to the next subject about what's going on in Christianity today. This is, again, from allchristiannews.com. This story is about a school who told a child that he couldn't even read the Bible in his free time. Let me say that again. He was told that he couldn't even read the Bible in his free time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, teachers are faced with a tough task today to control the behavior of their students, and I am reading this from the article, who use foul language and show the teachers no respect. But it appears that some instructors even take issue with students who choose to quietly read the Bible during their free time. Now, this young man is named Mr. Loyal Grandstaff, and he's a 12-year-old seventh grader of Bucher Middle School, and that's in Marshall, Missouri. And he said that when he found some free time during one of his classes, he thought a good way to pass the time would be to read the Bible. He adds that he believes the Word of God is a good book, and he often takes it out to browse through the pages. However, this teacher, whose name has not been released, did not view Grandstaff's way of spending his free time as being neither productive or conducive to good behavior, and told him that he could not take out his Bible during class. Okay, and this is during his free time. You know, it wasn't as if he was disrupting the class, you know, reading the Bible when he should have been paying attention to his lesson. They had some free time. He wanted to pull out the Word of God and read it. Now, the Bible believing student thinks that the reason his teacher doesn't want him to read the Bible is because he doesn't believe in God. He added that just because his teacher feels like he's shut down, it doesn't mean that everyone feels that way. Now, Justin Grandstaff, who is Loyal's father, said that he feels like his son's freedom of religion and speech has been violated. He added that while teachers are stopping students who are doing nothing wrong by reading their Bibles, others are disrespecting them and using profane language without being punished. Now, according to the principal, Lance Tobin, he will talk to Grandstaff's father after he has looked into the matter further, because Bibles are not banned in the school campus. Okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, Christians, we as Christians have a right to our religious freedom as anyone else. I do understand that not everyone accepts Christianity. I understand that not everyone accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. I even understand the fact that there are people who don't want to be preached the gospel of Jesus Christ at, and they don't want to our beliefs to be shoved down their throats. And I can understand that. And the reason why I can understand it is because I'm not trying to hear these non-believers either. I don't want your philosophies and all that shoved down my throat. Jesus Christ and I are just fine. okay? But at the same time, we have a right as Christians to stand up and demand that we be respected for our beliefs. No one in this planet has a right to tell us what we can or cannot do as far as our Christian beliefs in Jesus Christ. But yet, again, if you refer to from James to Revelation and even before then, these are the things that are coming to pass. They're trying to abolish Christianity and wipe the name of Jesus Christ off of the map. If you notice, everybody is saying God, 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 and that's fine because Jehovah is God. But he sent his son, the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach is his Jewish name, English name Jesus Christ, to be here, that's to save us, and only through him will we enter into the King of Heaven. You cannot accept the Father without the Son. And so, therefore, we as Christians, we have got to stand our ground. If I'm downstairs at work and I am on my lunch break or I'm doing whatever I want to do, you know, no one has the right to tell me that I cannot read my Bible on my own time. The next thing you know, they're going to start telling us that we can't read our Bibles in public, we can't read our Bibles at home, and that's nothing but carnal, satanic foolishness. We need to stand up on our grounds. Now, let's go to another subject about, excuse me, what's going on with Christianity today. Now, another thing that is going on is that a pastor believes Planned Parenthood. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just lost my page. Just a minute. Now, there is a pastor who believes that Planned Parenthood targeted his black neighborhood to kill its unborn babies. Now, that sounds like a racial thing. So let's dove into that right now and see what's going on here. And if it can. Oh, and if you have any comments or if there's any questions you want to ask, please give us a call at 323-417-6701. Again, the number is 323-417-6701. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a little more than 25 minutes left in the program, so let me get to this particular subject. Now, right here in my hometown in Dallas, Texas, Dallas is home to many minorities. It is also home to Stephen Broden, who is pastor of the Fair Park Bible Fellowship Church. Pastor Broden is urging his church, as well as all local African American mega churches, to stand against the Planned Parenthood abortion facility that is making its way into the community. Broden believes that the abortion facility has strategically been placed among young black families for a reason to entangle young women in a lifestyle of death and defeat. It stands in order to make young women fail and kill their children before they even have a chance of even being born. It says here, 8 feet of cold, hard stone surrounds the large abortion facility. The walls defy the essential values of the Christian community and the God that we serve. Pastor Broden seeks to rally Christian leaders and their congregations in a fight against the atrocities of abortion. He understands that in order to preserve God's people, the local mega churches must take action. The pastor is determined to see that the community of Christ followers take on their responsibility for their well-being of unborn life. He believes that they must understand and engage their young members, even if they've just been conceived. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I am a person that believes in pro-life. I am not pro-choice. And the reason being is because life is precious, Life is so precious. We do not have the right to take a life. An innocent life is what I'm simply saying. Now, I will say that, you know, people, you know, have this attitude, especially women. It is my body, and I do what I want to do with it, and the devil in hell is a lie and the truth ain't in you. It is not your body. Your body belongs to God. It belongs to Christ, and we must honor our bodies the way Christ wants us to. Now, I readily admit I have not always felt this way. I was a pro-choice person. I felt like a woman should do whatever they want to do with their bodies, but I do not feel that way anymore because my body does not belong to me. It belongs to Christ. This is why also fornication and adultery, no, our bodies do not belong to us. They belong to Christ. Christ is the bridegroom, and we are the bride, and we have to honor the bridegroom in that way. You know, not to mention the fact, to take this a step further, that we are breaking covenant with Christ when we do these things. Abortion is an abomination to the Lord, Christian or non-Christian. It just is. Now, I know this is just my opinion. I am not anybody that died or resurrected on the third day, but my thing is very simple. We are either going to honor Christ all the way or we're not going to honor him all the way. In other words, we cannot be lukewarm. We cannot straddle the fence. We must honor him in all aspects, no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does. Anyway, I want to move on from that. Right now, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play another song. And I want to tell you that if you are a person who is listening to this broadcast and who is not saved, I want to open the door and welcome you into coming in to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I made that decision a very long time ago, and I have not had any regrets since. Now, I will tell you that I have struggled not because of the Lord Jesus Christ, but because of my own decisions, my own disobedience, my own indifferences, my own faults, my own insecurities. In other words, my struggle in my walk is my fault. It is not the Holy Ghost's fault. It is not Christ's fault. It is not Father God Jehovah's fault. It is my fault. Romans 10 and 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And it's that simple. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to be holier than thou. You don't have to wait until you get right to be accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ. You come as you are and let the Holy Spirit take over and clean you up. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yohe right here on the DYAFN radio program.
Because of who
Amen. Amen. That is one of the most beautiful songs of praise and worship that I have ever heard. Because of who you are, Lord. Not what you are or what you've done, but who you are. I absolutely love that song. We have about 11 minutes left in the program. Before we leave today, let me say happy birthday to all of our January babies. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. And we pray that the Lord bless you with many, many more. I know that there are a number of people out there who have had deaths in their families. DYAFN is praying for you, and you have our condolences. God bless you, and we know that the Lord, He is strength among strength, and He will give you the strength to carry on. And also, on the announcements next week on the DYAFN radio program, I'm going to call upon the sisters this time. We're going to do a subject called Do Christian Women Know Their Place? Now, that's going to be a pretty hot topic to talk about next week. Do Christian Women Know Their Place? I can't wait for that one to come about. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the DYAFN program is being sponsored by Gifts by Nylivet. Gifts by Nylivet offers thousands of items that are available for all of your gift-giving needs for Valentine's Day, for Easter, or for anything that you need. You know, we've got some graduates that are coming up. And as a matter of fact, in my house, I have a graduate that is coming up. My daughter is graduating from high school this year. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. Anyway, if you would like to take a look at the site, please go to www.giftsbynylivet.labellabaskets.com. Again, it is www.giftsbynylivet.labellabaskets.com. And guess what? If you become a consistent customer, we have something called the LBB Savers Club where you can get 20% off all day, every day. All you got to do is go to the website and click on the Savers Club image and get information on how you can do that. Also, we also have candles that we offer, and we have a Candle of the Month Club. Every month we offer a specific candle that will be great, that will smell wonderful all over your house, and I cannot wait to even get a candle, you know, to have my house smelling fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today. It has been a pleasure to serve you. Next week, do Christian women know their place? Wow, I can't wait to hear this one. Anyway, as always, thank you for joining DYAFN radio program today. I am your humble servant, Nylivet Milligan. Please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that have made us, and not we ourselves. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen? Amen. Oh, one thing that I did forget, ladies and gentlemen, DYAFN has a permanent time. I know that I've been going around and saying that, you know, there's going to be different times with DYAFN. But you know what? The Lord wasn't having it. I was working on Saturdays, which is why I couldn't do the program on Saturdays. But now the Lord has fixed it, and DYAFN's permanent home will be at 12 noon every Saturday. Praise the Lord. I knew that He would fix it for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah again. Anyway, time for me to get out of here. Again, God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll comfort me. It's a little rough at times. Don't
You ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with KJB 66 to kill all that noise.